Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, friends. Welcome back to a prayer and praise convention where the saints, along with the host, Dr. Bernard Johnson, are continuing with part two of our Holy Ghost. Join us.
Be quiet. You just go on and on and on. Listen, the Holy Ghost lives in a house where there is humility. He doesn't want to live in a house where there's pride and arrogance. In fact, if you look in the scripture, that's one of the things that he hates. He hates a proud spirit, arrogant spirit. Can't nobody tell you nothing. Can't nobody talk to you. And the Holy Ghost don't want to live in there. He wants to live in a house where there's humility. He doesn't want to live in a house where people are doing all kind, where they're all kind of gods. That's why the people, Hindus in India, they had to believe in Jesus Christ and believe in the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Father, Jehovah God. They couldn't get saved unless they could. And when I presented that to them, they were able to be saved. 12,600 of them came to Jesus that night. Amen. See, the Holy Ghost doesn't want to come in your house if it's not clean. Clean it up. Sanctify yourself. Amen. You don't know everything the first time you got saved, the first day you get saved. You don't know everything. It takes time to learn how to live for the Lord, the learning process. That's why Paul said, I want to know you in the fellowship of your suffering, resurrection of your power. So, see, you got to want to know the Lord and want to do right, want to live right, want to be right. And when you accept the way of sanctification and determine that you're going to let the Lord get rid of everything and you're going to get rid of everything out of your life, you're going to let the Lord live through you, then you'll start doing what's right. The places you used to go, you won't go no more. What you used to say, the folks you used to cuss out, you won't cuss them out no more. The Holy Ghost will stop you. Amen. And then you're eligible to receive the Holy Ghost when you get saved like that. And determine that you're going to get rid of everything that's not like the Lord. Now, how do you receive the Holy Ghost? Clean up your temple. I've been on that already. That's how you clean it up. That's how you get the Holy Ghost. You clean it up. Get rid of everything in your life that's not like the Lord. When you do that, you couldn't keep the Holy Ghost out of you. He's ready to come in. If you're ready, he's ready. I heard Mother Johnson say that. If you're ready, he's ready. He will come in. He'll come into your heart and live inside of you. You can be out in your clothes, he'll come in. You can be on your lunch break at work, sitting in your car, and you've been praising him all morning, asking the Holy Ghost to come in. You got yourself ready, you got yourself, and you've been cleaned up, and you're sanctified and living for the Lord, he'll come in. Yeah, you can be jogging on the jog lane out there. Yeah, and that's every step seems like it's saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you. Amen. You're asking God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you got yourself ready, he'll fill you. You can be on your computer typing stuff about the Holy Ghost, typing to see about Jesus, see about God, and want the Holy Ghost and been asking him, turning your plate down and everything else. He'll fill you on your computer. You can be here. You can be at church at 12 midnight, been tearing for the Holy Ghost, asking God to fill you, and he'll come in and fill you. You can be 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, 6 a.m. this morning, like y'all were praising God a while ago. The Holy Ghost is ready to come into your heart and mind if you got yourself ready. Somebody might be ready right now. You may have said, Pastor Johnson, I've done all those things, like that man who wanted to be born again, and he wanted eternal life, and he asked Jesus, he said, good master, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus began to tell him, he said, I've done all these things, Lord. I've kept all these things since my youth. And maybe you've done all these things. Maybe you have given your heart to Jesus. You decided to walk with Jesus. You gave your heart to Jesus. You got saved. Yeah. When you got saved, then you wanted to be baptized. Yeah. Then you said, Lord, I want to live for you. I want to be sanctified. And you start getting everything out of your heart that wasn't right. Everything out of your life that wasn't right. And you don't know of anything in your heart that's not right, in your life that's not right. And if that's so, then you ask the Lord for the Holy Ghost. Hey, even this morning you can ask him. for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. I'm gonna just demonstrate to you how to receive it. Amen. Get alone if you can, at your house or wherever you are. Amen. And I want to ask if I got any altar workers on this phone, people who are not ashamed. See, I don't want these new saints who are into sophistication. I want the folks, because, see, you're not going through a sophisticated experience. You're going through a war, and you've got to give God war cries, war praises. Amen. But I want the folks, some tarrying folks who know how to tarry, when I ask you to start praising God with me. You're not ashamed. Amen. Let's praise him. I'm not going to take you long, but I want to praise him for a little while. I'm going to be asking God to fill me. And some of you who have received the Holy Ghost, you can be refilled according to Titus 3:5. Titus 3:5. Yeah, you can be renewed in the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's one filling of the Holy Ghost, but you can be refilled or renewed many, many times. People have been saved for 40 years and get refilled with the Holy Ghost. It's like the first time they ever received the Holy Ghost. So, but I want to ask you who are not ashamed on this line, not asking for those who are ashamed, but those who are not ashamed, and you know how to work the altar. I just want to demonstrate how we want to praise the Lord and ask him to fill us with the Holy Ghost. And those who are working the altar, you can be refilled at the same time because you have been obedient to God's Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to come to you and answer these questions, ask you these questions, and you answered them, Lord. Thank you for using me as your vehicle. You used the rod that Moses had to stretch it out for the Red Sea, and the Red Sea opened up. And, Lord, thank you for using me. I praise your holy name. And as we go to the Lord right now, I just want to praise God and show you how you ought to get alone and ask him for the Holy Ghost, and then start praising him for the Holy Ghost. Amen. And thanking him. Now, let him use your tongue to speak, because that's a sign that he is in the room and he's filling you. He's in your heart and your life, filling you with the Holy Ghost. The tongues are a sign of the Holy Ghost. Are y'all hearing me? I said it. Now I'll say it again. The tongues are a sign of the Holy Ghost. It's found in 1 Corinthians 12:4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Verse 5, and there are diversities of administrations, but the same Lord. Verse 6, and there are diversities of operations, but the same God. Let me go down to verse 10. Verse 10 says, to one or another, the working of miracles is one of the gifts. Another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. Where are you, Dr. Johnson? I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. And then it says, to another, diverse kinds of tongues. Yeah, diversities of tongues, diverse types of tongues. And to another, the interpretation of tongues. It's right there. It tells you that it's one of the gifts of the Spirit. And it's a sign that the Holy Ghost is upon you. He will speak for himself. He's a he-man. You don't have to try to be taught how to speak in tongues. The Holy Ghost will teach you all things. That's John 14:26. He'll teach you that. He'll teach you how to speak. Let him speak for himself. I give the natural or the life example. If the devil can speak to you and cuss somebody out, he's using your tongue. Some of y'all used to cuss like a sailor. And the devil used your tongue to cuss folk out. You believed in those tongues, didn't you? Well, why don't you believe that God is able to take control of your tongue and speak to you? He can do it better than the devil can. Yeah, the devil use you, but don't let him use you any longer. Well, why can I understand the tongues? Why? Because you're from America. The Holy Ghost ain't from here. You understand the English that I'm speaking because you were born here in America. The Holy Ghost is from heaven. Man. Why would he speaks a heavenly language. That's his language up there. Yeah. And he's to you a heavenly language. If you let him, he's not going to. Well, I ain't never spoken tongues. You didn't ask him. You came to the wrong way. You didn't believe. See, you got to believe. You got to let him take control. You didn't surrender to him. That's why he never spoke to you. You were in self. You thinking about your hair. How's my hair looking? Oh, they seeing me with tears rolling down. See, you'll never get the Holy Ghost thinking like that kind of stuff. That shows that you're in self. Oh,
man.
Looking down at your shoes. Are my shoes shining? Looking down at your clothes. My clothes. My tie straight. Is my blouse all right? See, you'll never get the Holy Ghost thinking like that. That's why people tarried, to get away from that kind of mess, to surrender all to the Lord. That's why they believed in tarrying, to get away from that. See, you got to surrender to the Lord totally if you want the Holy Ghost. My. Let's take 1 minute and let's just praise him. Let's demonstrate it. Everybody who's not ashamed of the Lord, let's go after, let's praise him right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would fill us with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for it, Lord.
Recording stop.
Won't you on the prayer line, if you will? Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Amen. Glory.
Conference recording started.
The Holy Ghost. Glory, glory, glory. I feel the Holy Ghost moving. Glory, glory, glory. I'm going to ask you if you have a prayer request. And whatever it is, we're going to spend the rest of the time here, if the Lord says it's all right, to get your prayer request and pray for you. Amen. I feel like praying today. All our assistants, I'm going to pray. Amen. If you have a prayer request, let us have it right now on the line. So you get it ready right now. When I say the line is open to you, start talking. The line is open to you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Brother Johnson. I was called to let you know that Pastor Gina, they found out what was wrong with her, and she's at home. She's doing great. And I thank you all for
all right. God bless you. Amen. That's a good thing. May I say praise reports or either prayer requests, either one of them. Amen. If you got one, the line is open to you. Anyone else? Anyone else? The line is open to you. Speak now. Right. Okay, we don't have any praise reports or any prayer requests. I'm going to dismiss the line in just a moment. If I'm going to ask you one more time.
Pray for me.
All right, Mother Johnson, we'll pray for you. God bless you. Anybody else?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Pastor?
I can.
I just want to thank the Lord for letting me see another birthday. Today is my birthday, and I just thank you, Jesus.
Happy birthday, Sister Lucille.
Thank you.
Amen. This is a wonderful woman of the Lord. Amen. Believes in supporting her church and her pastor. Well, I want to thank God for her. Happy birthday, Sister Lucille. Anybody?
Thank you.
Eyes open to you.
Bless you. Happy birthday, Sister Lucille.
Thank you.
This is Eunice Daniel. Happy birthday, Lucille. I love you, Pastor.
I love you, Mother Daniel.
I want to say happy birthday to Sister Lucille, and I have a prayer request for the First Fruit 2014 convention as we prepare to get ready for it. Would you all please pray for it?
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right.
I want to say happy birthday to Sister Lucille from Dr. Stern, and I do have a prayer request. I have a brother in Florida. We have been praying for him, Evangelist Ellington, and he has shingles and a couple of other problems, and I certainly want the First Fruit prayer line to pray for my brother going on over a month that he's been in pain. So I want to stand in proxy for him this morning.
Mm, yes, we will. Dr. Stern, and while you're on the line, we will pray for your brother. I'm going to interrupt here. If you want to say a word about the convention, it's all right. Go ahead.
Well, praise the Lord. I really know, Dr. Johnson, that the Holy Ghost is really moving on you this morning. And I know it was hard for you to break lots, because when the anointing is moving like that, that's what God wants for that day. It's for what you do, what you were doing, or teaching on the Holy Ghost. And I just want to thank and praise God that the refilling and the refreshing for me has definitely has made a difference in my spiritual walk of life and a dent to the devil. And I thank God for that. Amen. I'm tremendously blessed on the First Fruit prayer line. So just a couple of words, I may not be able to say all that I want to say, but just what the Spirit would allow me to say on this morning. I just got so excited on one hand and heated up on the other hand, amen, about our billion praise revival that is coming up, amen, and it's coming up quicker than what we think it is. Amen. I want everybody to know that today is the 100th day of the year 2014. If you're alive, you have lived 100 years from January the 1st to today is April the 10th. And that's a blessing all by itself that we've lived 100 days in 2014. And from today, which is April the 10th, until June the 19th, we only have 66 more days to go for this great convention that's coming up. And we want to prepare for it starting today. We've been hearing about the advertisement on the First Fruit Prayer Line, but this is our revival, our convention, our coming together. And we want us to be ready for it. Amen. We've heard about it on the prayer line, but we have not done anything about it no more than it's being on the calendar. And I want to encourage First Fruit Prayer Line to start getting prepared. Amen. Start getting yourself together. Support your own First Fruit Prayer Line Billion Praise Convention. Amen. We do want Dr. Johnson to know that we support the vision that God has given him. Amen. We want to respect that. In the name of Amen. I heard in the spirit of the day as I was ministering to tell your children, amen, to get your ticket for Mother's Day. Let that be your present. And I looked in the at the calendar, and Father's Day is before that too. Let that be your gift. Let's make this a grand, grand occasion to be there. Get excited about it. Don't just listen to it, but get excited about it. Commit yourself to it. And we need to make some commitments. Amen. The registration, as far as I know, is free. So all you got to do is just pick up the phone, call up, and let Sister Gina know, amen, that you're going to be there. We actually need head counts now. Amen. If they're doing the planning and the planning committee is doing all the planning, they need to know. We need to know who is coming. It'll be just like you preparing a dinner. For the family, you need to know how many people are coming, so you need to know how many people you're going to serve. And we as the body of Christ, as First Fruit Prayer Line, we are not strangers to the prayer line. Dr. Johnson has been toiling with us all year long, and some of you have been on there for years, and you have not come to even visit to see him. We want to see Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and we want to see one another and love on one another. I want to let you know that we want to make this big, exciting, most of all spiritual, and we want to fellowship and love on one another. So prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. It may not go over the way that it went over the other day. I was up under a heavy anointing, but it's the truth anyhow. And our convention is June the 19th through the 22nd, and that's not far from here. We at day 100, April the 10th, but we only have 66 days up to the conference. We're going to countdown starting today, and we want to hear from you. I don't know which way Dr. Johnson and Sister Gina want to do it, but within the next week, we need to hear the people, hear our praise line say, our First Fruit Prayer Line say that I will be there, and I want to be the first ones to say that I'm planning to be there. I want to be there. That's a part of my plans that I asked the Lord to let me be at the Billion Praise Convention this year, 2014. Amen. I'm not afraid and not ashamed to tell nobody. And don't let nobody put you in a box. Don't wait to hear if this person are going, if that person are going. Put it in your spirit that I want to be there because I'm a part of the First Fruit Prayer Line as often as I could be on the line. Some of you on it every day. Some of you get prayer all. I know I got a big book and tablet of the names, amen, that call in for prayer. You don't have to pay for prayer. You don't have to pay for this, but you ought to want to be a part of something that is good, exciting. Now, if we get this excited over the telephone, can you imagine how excited when the saints of God coming together? Kansas City, we need to be letting them know they better look out for us. We coming from every nation, every kingdom, just like the Holy Ghost. We're coming from all parts of the world to come together to give God a billion praises together. So I want to encourage you, if you got the fly there, the airline tickets is not that bad this time of year. You can start preparing for it now. If you got the drive, when I want to get somewhere last year, I had to get, amen, to the conference of Dover and the Clock Hole, and I got my daughter off her job to drive me there. When you want to go somewhere, you'll get there. So I just want to encourage you. I want to be in something that is great. Amen. I don't like to be in nothing lukewarm in the spirit because God said he'll spirit our out of his life. But we in something that is great, amen, and I want to be in something that is exciting, amen, that God has put his hands on it, and we know that God has put his hand on Dr. Johnson, and it's not fair to him that he's got to toot his own horn. It's for us. It's for us, people of God. So I'm going to leave that alone right now, but believe me, I will be back, and I'll share it with Dr. Johnson and Sister Gina whatever way I can help our convention to be all that it's got to be. We want the people to be hungry and thirsty. Tell somebody, like Dr. Johnson say, when you tell somebody to get up